This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Last time, I talked about dark energy, how it was recently discovered, and how it makes up the missing 69% of the energy budget of the universe. Now, you might have come across the concept that the universe is expanding. What dark energy does is make the expansion accelerate. So today, the universe is expanding at a rate about 1/4 times faster than it was 5 billion years ago. Back in the 1920s, the astronomer Edwin Hubble announced his discovery that the universe was expanding. The galaxies were moving further apart. Hubble used the new 100-inch Mount Wilson telescope to look at galaxies. He measured their Doppler shift. That's the change in frequency due to the speed of the galaxy. He found that practically all galaxies were moving away from us. This shifted the colour of their light towards the red end of the colour spectrum, hence the phrase red shift. Hubble also found that the further away a galaxy was, the bigger was its red shift. Since the 1920s, the astronomers assumed, thanks to gravity doing its sucking thing, that this expansion would mellow and slow down. But in May 1998, cosmologists held a conference called The Missing Energy in the Universe. Some of them presented their data showing that the universe had strangely increased its rate of expansion about 5 billion years ago. And as a result, the universe was bigger and emptier than we had previously thought. Of the 60 scientists at the conference, 40 accepted the revolutionary new findings. Now, this was very unusual. Generally, a poll is not taken at scientific meetings asking if the scientists do or do not accept a result. The science of dark energy was just beginning, like a baby. But how did the astronomers measure that the universe was expanding at a decreasing rate until about 5 billion years ago, and then it gently began to expand at a faster rate? Answer: they used exploding stars as a standard candle. Exploding stars? What are they? Well, there are a few different mechanisms by which stars can explode. Our astronomers looked at Type 1a supernovae, which start off as a white dwarf. Now, a white dwarf is a degenerate star that has finished its normal burning and is now in the later stages of its life. This stage is the common endpoint of evolution for stars that started off with a mass between 8 and 10.5 times greater than the mass of our Sun. The star has now cooled down and collapsed. It's about the size of our Earth, but has roughly the mass of our Sun. So it's very dense, about 1 ton per mil. There are about 8 white dwarfs in the nearest 100 star systems. To make a Type 1a supernova, imagine that a white dwarf and a big star are in a tight orbit around each other. The white dwarf sucks some hot gas from the bigger star onto its surface. Once this layer gets a meter or two thick, and the white dwarf reaches a mass of about 1.38 times the mass of our Sun, the whole star explodes like a giant hydrogen bomb. The white dwarf erupts outwards at about 5 to 20,000 kilometers per second. After 3 weeks, the explosion reaches about 10 billion times the brightness of our Sun, and then it fades over the next few months. These supernovae are all close to the same brightness because they all explode at around the same mass. Now, I mentioned standard candle. What is that? Well, a standard candle is something that has a fixed and known brightness. You see, a major part of astronomy is measuring the distance to stars and galaxies and the like. But how do you tell the difference between a faint star that is close and a bright star that is distant? After all, to your naked eye, they each have the same brightness. Luckily, Type 1a supernovae all pretty well reach the same maximum brightness. So if it's bright, it's close. And if it's faint, it's far away. This is how a Type 1a supernova can make a reasonable standard candle. we can measure their actual distance by their brightness, and the redshift will give us their supposed distance. Two separate teams of astronomers measured many Type 1a supernovae. The younger and closer ones were where they expected them to be. But the older and more distant ones were not. They were fainter and further away. It was as though the expansion rate of the universe had sped up about 5 billion years ago. The astronomers were seeing the fingerprint of dark energy, the missing 69% of the universe. So next time, I'll talk about why dark energy made the expansion of the universe increase, and what it will do in the future.
What does it mean? Why is it so?